The president had indicated that he is going to challenge the findings of the parliamentary committee that looks at whether there is sufficient evidence to impeach him. And the issues that are related to impeachment have to do with what first is the issue of him violating his oath of office. And with regard to that matter, it has to do with the president not being engaged in any paid work. And the president had admitted on more than one occasion that he's a farmer, and the money that was found and stolen from his farm was as a result of the sales or the proceeds from the sales. And in admitting, he was already violating one of the sections of the Constitution which requires a president and members of cabinet to be solely focused on the work of government.
Obviously, based on what you said, the president violated the ANC Constitution. Is that correct? So why would there be a fight? You would think that there would be unanimous agreement for the president to step aside.
Yeah, you need to understand that the ANC defines itself as a broad church, meaning that within the ANC, you have a number of people with multiple interests. This is one organization where you have some people who claim to be communist, some claim to be social democrats, some claim to be internationalist, some are nationalist and all that. And each grouping pursues its own interest. And those who want the president to continue belong to one of the camps. So the ANC, as it stands at the moment, is a divided party. And what Ramaphosa's presidency has done, he has been engaged in purging the other people. So now that he is in hot water, the people who are participating in the purging of others with him are the ones who are now worried that should he go, they will face the same music as they did to other people.
What we are talking about has to do with the president's farm. So for the purpose of our listeners, could you summarize what the issue is with this Palapala farm?
When a person is appointed to be a member of cabinet and also a president, the constitution of this country requires that you forego all your commercial and private interests, especially those that have to do with business. So you tell the nation that I'm assuming this position and all other issues that are of my interest, I'm going to park them aside. And the president was always a business person. And one of his businesses was farming. And when he took over as a president, he claimed that he had put all that business aside and put it in trust. But after the theft, what emerged is that the president was somehow continuously engaged in the farming business, in the selling of the special cattle from Uganda. So by engaging himself in selling, he was undermining a constitutional stipulation that one, a member of cabinet must be focused on government work and nothing else. So that is the first. And the second issue with the constitution is that a member of cabinet should not place themselves in a situation where there is a conflict of interest between their responsibility in government and their private interest. Now, when money was stolen from the president's farm, the president showed a very peculiar interest, which also exposed that he had not stopped being engaged in the business that he had put aside. But to make matters worse, he also solicited the assistance of the president of Namibia, who the allegation or the story goes that the people who stole, they were Namibian citizens. So by asking a president of another country to assist him in the apprehension and or arresting of those people, he is accused of using his office as head of state to pursue private interest.
Professor, thank you so much for your analysis. It's well appreciated.
You're welcome.